And following the prayers of the church, we'll share together the Lord's Prayer with one voice. In our prayers today, just a couple notes to share with you. We're going to give thanks for the union of husband and wife with Rich and Jan Weatherly just yesterday. Also, we're going to uplift our sister church in Sweet Home, Bethel Lutheran Church. They have closed their doors and had their last service last week. We want to pray for the members there. I'm actually going to be meeting them this afternoon and want to make sure that those members are uplifted in prayer, and the prayer mainly being that each of those members find church homes, places where they can be fed by God's word and nurtured with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us pray. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we confess that we're like Thomas in a lot of ways. We have chosen to isolate ourselves at times from our brothers and sisters in Christ, and even from you. So Lord, when we have done that, we pray that you would break through those walls and that you would visit us and encourage us as Jesus did with Thomas. And if there are members in our congregation that have also isolated, that those barriers and walls would be broken through so that you can visit them through us perhaps. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, today we were inspired by the unity of those early disciples, that they shared everything and shared as any had need. Lord, we pray that that's the kind of community that we develop here at Peace Lutheran Church through the gift of your Holy Spirit, that we would share, that we would give, that we would have an eye for those who are in need among us. Lord, may we have open hands to those needs this week. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Heavenly Father, we do pray for those who are in need, those who are homeless. We pray that we would be a blessing and a bridge to them of your love and grace, that we would extend the love that you've given to us when you saw us at our worst with those who are also perhaps at their neediest time in life, that we would shower love upon them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And Lord, today we do uplift those who have specific requests. But before we do that, we thank you, Lord, for the blessings of life and of marriage. We thank you for Rich and Jan coming together as husband and wife. We thank you for the timing that you have put in place so that they can enjoy the companionship and the time ahead as husband and wife. Lord, we also thank you for the gift of having a church. We think of our brothers and sisters in Christ at Bethel Lutheran Church this day as they gather and have discussion, that if there is anyone who has not found a church home, that you would open up the channels to find that home for them, that they would receive that nurturing, that unity, that love that is found in a church home. And then, Lord, we give you thanks for recovery, for answered prayer, especially this day, for both Ellen, who is with us, and also Carla as well, for better health and the good news she's received, especially recently. Also, those names we uplift now, Lord, for Haley, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Tom and Donna, Barry and Betty, Chris and her family, Jonathan, Melody and Brad, the Motlock family, Kathy, Craig, Addie, Jerry and Joyce, Ann, Rob, Audrey, Dale, Mark, Bob, Dixie, Bradley, Caitlin, Kai, Marty, Marion, Steve, Ron, Georgette, Lindy's family as they mourn the death of Helu Schneider just recently. We thank you for the fact that we can bring all our prayers to you, both those that are large, those large requests, but also the small ones too, Lord. It's just simply because you love us and you want to pour out your abundant grace upon us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, it is into your hands that we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass amongst us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And receive a final blessing from the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.